is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Electricity has been restored in the southern Ukrainian city of Kherson after its liberation earlier this month from Russian occupation. That's according to a senior presidential aide speaking on Saturday. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said Saturday that militia forces have sacrificed their lives in what he called riots. That's the wave of protests sparked by the death and custody of a young Iranian Kurdish woman in September. The protests that began after the death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini while in the custody of Iran's morality police have turned into one of the boldest challenges in recent history to the clerical leadership. And a cruise ship passenger who was missing for hours is found alive in the Gulf of Mexico. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
The Coast Guard says the 28-year-old man was last seen Wednesday night and was rescued on Thanksgiving night. Carnival Cruise Line says the man was with his sister at a bar on the Carnival Valor at 11 p.m. Wednesday. He went to use the bathroom and never returned. His sister reported him missing the next day. A cargo ship saw a person in the water about 20 miles south of Southwest Pass, Louisiana, and the mouth of the Mississippi River. After the man was hoisted into a helicopter at about 8:30 Thursday night, he confirmed he was the missing cruise ship passenger. He was taken for medical care. The Coast Guard calls the rescue a miracle. I'm Mike Hempen.
Public anger in China towards widening COVID-19 lockdowns has erupted into rare protests across the country, including in China's far western Xinjiang.